Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, so the owner asked him to shoot a free throw. I don't know if I'd be that interested in seeing Michael Jordan shoot a free throw. Like, what's the point? Like,
can you jump to the free throw line and dunk?
That's what I'd ask him right. to try to do.
Yeah, you want my 60-year-old ass to try to do that? Oh, yeah. sure.
Can I try and defend you one time? I'd ask something like that, but he asked him to shoot a free throw. And I'm thinking about Michael Jordan's motivation here. He felt pressure because he had to live up to the expectation. And Michael Jordan, I feel like it's almost as if he said, those kids said you couldn't make it, Michael. Because he always fed off disrespect.
Right, yeah. What would be his motivation to make the free throw?
You know, he took it personal. Yeah. He took it personal. The owner challenged me, and I took that personal.
And everything he did in that ESPN 30 for 30, whatever the hell it was called.
Last Dance.
Yeah, Last Dance. Everything he took personal. I mean, he told the story about when they were playing the Sonics in the NBA Finals, and George Karl was at a restaurant, and Michael Jordan walked past, or maybe Michael was there, and George Karl walked past. And George Karl didn't say hi. I took it personal. And like everything. Everything.
I said, at that point on, I knew it was on. I knew it was on. You know?
I actually think that's exactly what he said. I knew it was on. Because George Karl, they were playing each other in the NBA Finals. Same restaurant. George Karl doesn't say hi. I took it personal.
But it goes the other way, too, because he made up stories to create motivation.
He totally
right?
made up stories. Like, I think, hey, Michael, you're the greatest of all time. I take it personal. What do you mean, of all time? Don't you mean longer than that? Michael, nobody can cover you. Who's nobody? And why can he cover me? Like, I just feel like everything he took... personal.
If I don't make this free throw, these kids, they got no chance. No chance in life.
But he was worried.
Like, these kids are going to private school. What
he was You're worried.
Right. They're very well off.
Dad's got a house at Bethpage Black.
Right.
You're renting their home.
Yeah. I got to do it for the kids.
But he,
if I don't do it for the kids, who will? Who will? You? You?
He took it personal.
That's all on me.
Anyway, I just thought it was funny.
That is funny. That's a funny response. Most nervous he's ever been to get Tirico laughing.
So,
but yeah.
Kenny thought the same thing as you, Doug. He thought it was weird that he asked him to shoot a free throw.
Yeah, I think it's odd.
Do you think that's a made-up story?
I think maybe he didn't swish it.
I felt like it was weird. I felt like it's like asking your favorite actor to say their most famous line from a movie. It's like, dance for me, clown. Do
yeah.
the thing.
Right. Which is what I always, whenever I meet somebody famous, I'm like, all right, what's something nobody said to them but has relevance to them?
Yeah, how was your conversation with Rich Eisen?
Yeah, you asked about the 40, right?
It was the absolute worst. I humiliated myself.
You can go the other way too, man. I mean, I've told this story of meeting Tom Wopat, you know, with Luke Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard up at the last game at Tiger Stadium, which was completely random that he was up in the press box. And I walked up to him and introduced myself. I said, I've been a big fan. Oh, thank you. And I said, yeah, I said, who knew I was going to meet the voiceover for the Talking Books version of Clive Cussler novels? And he's like, yeah, how are you? It's like the most random thing. I'm a big Clive Cussler fan. When I used to read books, and I noticed, I remember going through and seeing a Talking Book says, as read by Tom Wopat. I'm like, what is Tom Wopat doing?
So you thought you were going to say something to him that he'd be like, oh, wow, you listen to
him. Nobody's ever going to ask him that question. Nobody in their life is going to ask him that question. I'm like, I got this. And I present it to him, and he could not have cared less. I'm sure he was like, you don't want to know about the car? You don't want to hear about all the chicks we
and
were
And now I got to tell the Rich Eisen story. I just thought, all right, because this is my goal. Say something different that nobody... I say, hey, Rich, love the 40 and NFL draft coverage. Thank you very much. And I'm working sidelines at Michigan. He's on the field. And so I'm around him. And then for the next 7-8 minutes, I hear 5, 6, 7 people tell him how much they love the 40 during NFL draft combine coverage. And I'm like, oh, my God. I just asked him the same question everybody else did. But it'd be like seeing Tom Hanks and saying, I loved you as Rick Gasco. Which was his character from Bachelor Party, yeah, right? Like, how many people are going to reference Bachelor Party?
Probably not many.
There you go.
But that, see, you got that
one. That one I got.
You're ready to roll with that.
Now Rich Eisen
shows up and you're like, 40!
But
40 time.
But I think making Michael Jordan shoot a free throw.
That's weird.
Proves nothing.
I think that, I don't know what the owner was thinking. First of all, once he found out it was Michael Jordan renting his house, he showed up. Like, you're not supposed to ever meet the host, ever. You do a Vrbo or Airbnb, you never see the host. But when you find out it's Michael Jordan, you show up. I think he asked because he can say that Michael Jordan, he could always say Michael Jordan shot a basketball on this hoop.
100%. Yeah. But I agree to a point with Jordan. It's got to be nerve-wracking because, wait a minute, I don't do this anymore. And you know, he's got grandkids there. I buy his reasoning. You know, like these kids have been told, oh, you haven't seen any. You think Steph Curry's good? Please. You should have seen Jordan back in the day.
They heard all the stories, right?
Right. You think Trae Young is good? Forget it, man. Yeah, Luka, please. He's no Jordan. And he's showing the kids YouTube videos and all that. And then here he is, larger than life, Michael Jordan. But he's like 62-year-old Michael Jordan.
So what would our version of that be? Because free throw is nothing. Like, it's not. You want to make them, but it's nothing. It doesn't prove anything.
That is certainly not what I would have asked for.
Well, if Barry Sanders rented your house, say, kids, he's the greatest of all time.
Watch
his handoff. Watch how I hand it off to him.
Watch this. Get past me. What? Get past me. Go ahead. I told the kids all the time. It's a highlight reel. Go ahead. Try to get past me. I played high school football. Come on. No.
Anyway. All right.
If Mike Tyson rented your house, would you ask him? Hit the bag. Would you hit the bag once? Show him.
Yeah, don't punch me, but hit the bag.
Yeah, don't hit me.
Yeah.
Hit the bag.
Can we just see you, like, walk into the house like you walked into the ring?
Actually, hey, if Mike
if
Tyson...
If that happened, I'd call 911.
If Mike Tyson came to our house, my wife would say, hit my husband. Prove to the kids how tough you are. Hit my husband.
Bite my ear off.
Just a little bit. Just a little, right. little
Yeah,
taste.
leave the big part.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
Steve Eisenman joined the morning show. We'll bring you the most interesting thing he had to say. Like, do you understand fans getting impatient? Hear what the captain had to say today, starting at 12:18. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.